Boy, it was a crackerjack of a song. I mean, beautiful music, meaningful words, an important message, the whole nine yards. I didn't realize I had an audience until I'd finished a song. And at that point, I heard a crackling in some weeds over by the loading chute and saw, not Pete the Barn Cat, as you might have suspected, but little Mr. Half-Stepper. He poked his head out of the weeds.
What was that all about?
What do you think it was all about? It was about wealth, money, riches, treasure, my fortune in priceless corn cobs, and my new status as one of the 10 wealthiest dogs in the world. Speaking of which, don't get too close to my priceless corn cob.
Oh, okay.
It's not that I don't trust you, Drover. It's just that you can't be trusted. He looked at my treasure and walked around it.
Don't you think you're acting kind of silly about this?
Silly? Who's acting silly? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think corn cobs are very beautiful. I don't think they're beautiful at all. I think they're ugly.
I see. Is that all?
No, there's more. I don't think they're worth anything, and I don't think you're rich.
Are you finished now?
No, there's one more thing. Oh, Hank, I went to sleep last night with my corn cob right in front of my paws. And when I woke up this morning, it was gone and there were coon tracks all around.
Wait a minute. Hold it right there. Notice the clues, Drover? There's a pattern here. It's all fitting together.
I know. I...
Shut up. It's all coming clear now. An unguarded treasure vanishes in the night, and we find coon tracks all around the scene of the crime. Don't you see what this means?
Yeah.
Then shut up. This means that while you slept, a band of outlaw coons slipped onto the place and stole your priceless corn cob right from under your nose.
It wasn't exactly under my nose.
If you'll shut your little trap, Drover, I'll finish explaining what has happened here. You relaxed your guard, the coons made off with your treasure, and now you're a penniless bankrupt and a pauper. The tears began to flow again.
I was afraid you'd say that. That's why I didn't want to tell you the truth. I'm never going to tell you the truth again. It always gets me into trouble.
I paced up and down in front of him. The root of your problem, Drover, is not that you told the truth, but that the truth was true. If it hadn't been so true, you wouldn't be in this mess right now.